And Live 88.5 car crasher Jim Bray, you can find links for him at live88.5.com and then click on startup. And those are written reviews every couple of weeks. We talk with Jim live as we do this morning. He's calling in from Calgary. Hey, Jim.
Good morning.
All right. So lucky you. Over the last couple of weeks, you've had a Mazda Miata MX-5. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I always call this Mazda's little bundle of joy. I mean, there's a person who has in the past owned three MGBs. Or MGB, whatever you want to call it. You know, none of which were really any good other than the fact that they were really fun when it wasn't raining and the car actually ran.
Right.
You know, Mazda took this about 20 years ago, took that concept and did it right. They made the, you know, the quintessential open-top roadster and put the Japanese reliability onto it. And right. The rest is history. It is, according to Mazda, now the greatest-selling car of that type ever. And, I mean, it makes sense. It's been going nonstop for 20 years. The other cars may have, you know, limped through 15 or so, but of course by the end they were basically jokes. The Miata is still not a joke. It's still a wonderful little car. You know, you have to go upmarket to something like a Porsche Boxster or a BMW Z4, you know, to get cars that are this much fun and this kind of configuration. But again, you're looking at a lot more money. On the other hand, this Mazda is starting to get up there.
What's the price tag on it now?
Well, it starts, according to Mazda's website, the base model with the 5-speed manual transmission is just under $30,000, $29,250.
That's not bad. Yeah.
I don't mind that at all, except that the one that Mazda sent me is the top-of-the-line one, and I'm kind of grateful for that. But, you know, it has things on it like the retractable hardtop, which you do not get on the base model. It's still a ragtop.
Right.
And I remember that ragtop well. I liked it. It worked well, but I would just about dislocate my shoulder getting the roof up and down from the driver's seat because I'm too lazy to... You have to get in and open up a latch on the top of the windshield to get the roof to go down. Then, of course, if you don't want to spring your shoulder, you have to get out of the car and fold it down. I'm just far too lazy, in fact, to do that. However, if you get the GS or the GT models, they have this remarkable little retractable hardtop that is power-operated from the center of the car.
Oh.
And the only thing you have to do is the car has to be stopped, and it has to be in neutral.
Right.
And it goes down automatically, and it fits into the same space that the ragtop does, so that you're not, unlike some other cars, you're not losing any trunk space.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, it's really nicely done. I mean, there's not a lot of trunk space to start with, but considering the tininess of this car, I mean, I was driving along and being intimidated by Yaris's, you know, it's pretty good, all things considered.
Right. So now with the added, you know, hard top, that ratchets up the price to what?
Oh, yes. Well, the one that I had was the 6-speed manual with the retractable hardtop and just about every option, and that came in at $40,000.
Wow.
That is getting to be some serious coin. And to me, I love this car. I've always loved this car. I've always wanted one of these cars, but that's just much. I checked out to Auto Trader and things, and you can get a used Boxster, like about an 09, for about that price. Now, granted, you're not getting a warranty,
yeah,
but you are getting a Porsche, and chances are it's probably in really good shape. The same thing, you can get a Z4 for this range. I think I even saw a couple of Honda S2000s.
Right.
So, I mean, boy. And, you know, for the base price, there's the Scion FRS. Now, it's not a convertible, and it's not really it's not a two-seater. It has, well, it has a vestigial rear seat in the back, kind of like the Porsche 911.
Right.
In other words, seats back there, but it's useless.
Right.
But it's around $30,000, too. Now, they have talked about bringing out a convertible version of that. If they do, they've really got something. This Miata, I mean, even... I love the car, but little things annoyed me. No automatic headlights. Pairing the phone was the most involved process I've probably had in 10 years of pairing phones.
Wow.
Just because it's an old system and they haven't updated it. Because other Mazdas are much better. It's just they need to drag this car kicking and screaming into the 21s or whatever you call them, whatever this decade is.
Yeah.
Because it's still a great car.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a lot of horsepower, but it has enough, and it's a blast to drive. You can't beat it for that. It's just starting to get a little pricey for what you're getting.
All right. Jim Bray is our Live 88.5 car crasher. You can find links to him at live88.5.com and then click on startup. Thanks a lot, Jim.
You're welcome.